Cuz, huh? Well, what you to, huh? You feel me? Huh? So? What,
guy? What, guy?
Huh? Cuz? Huh? Huh? What? Huh? Fucking says, shit, crazy. Goddamn microphone. I got a microphone in my hand, and I feel like I'm Jackie Chan.
Man,
I'm
Jackie Chan.
Ooh, what it is a good for? Absolutely nothing. Ha! Who? Hey! What is a good for? Absolutely nothing.
Off of Rush Hour.
Off of Rush Hour, kid!
Got the microphone all loud and it's starting to loud. Oh, that's too loud.
Ooh.
Oh my god, they about to go down. They about to go down. You're done. You're see, look out there.
What a comedy podcast we can say, well,
we can? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I figured that out last week, eh?
We're not guessing yet.
I'm sorry for last week. That was just mad moments, eh? I won't do it this week, cuz. Promise you. Yeah, cuz?
Yeah.
Sometimes. What the fuck does this say when I think? Warning.
Yeah.
Please do not try this at home. I don't know.
Try what at home? If they're not trying to say what we say at home.
That's what I'm saying.
They get.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people probably were just like, all right. I know damn well he did not just say that word on there. Oh my god.
Who said what word?
The word I said last episode.
Oh, yeah.
He probably like, oh my god, he said that word.
Hit the cousin guy on us. Dug him out.
This is what we calling it now, the cousin guy. Mm-hmm. Wind it up. And
what does it really bring someone?
I feel like your shit break. If you wind that bitch up like this, and you go to like fully like connect with that motion, I feel like
you probably say a cuss word.
If he cuss, I'll probably laugh. Like,
motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I'm crying. That shit is so funny. Like that one thing that walks in the Walmart in the morning, bro. The real tall things. They things. I don't know what they are, bro. They look, they things. I don't know. Mr. United States of America voted for Donald Trump. So he said there's only two genders. So, I mean, I don't know. They're I don't know what you want to call them. So, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Thing. Yeah, boy, they 7 foot damn near.
I know his name now. Hold on.
Huh? Bet not. Mm-hmm. Bet not. You got some explaining to do, boy. You know that boy's name over there yonder?
Kinda. Not really. I'm gonna find him. I'll find him before.
Nigga, what? How does that shit work? Yeah, I'll be a good buddy around that. I don't feel like that shit should change.
You can legally change your name?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Would you pay to legally change your name?
I mean, I wanted a last, I meant not a last, I wanted a middle name, but like, I'm a junior, so I'm not gonna change my shit. I can see if like I wasn't a junior, but. I mean, I would if I didn't like my name. I mean, my name's a slave name, but. I'm gonna honor that shit because that's my dad name, but I mean, shit. I mean, yeah, if I ain't like my name, like if my name was like. Fucking. Chardardon Canada Bouchonet or some goddamn Jehovah Visine Jordan Fume, some shit like that, or some like some real African or some like I don't know, some real weird ass shit. Charquitanilla, some shit like that, Eugenica. Eugen, Wada, Mana, Nika, some shit, whatever. I don't know.
What the fuck did you say? You said,
Huh?
What the hell?
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
What
about when the other cousin guy
was talking to them? Goddamn. I love you, Solo. I was here. Try to tell,
watch out. Thought
you about to get
smoking
girl on the damn car. See the clothes fucking flying shit. Got to go. You fucking cousin guy. You got fucking smoking girl. Like,
oh my god.
You gonna put her head against the car and go over. Tell you, she look in the front, right, and look, the bone in the back. She look like she's running, doing a fucking head back, she ain't nowhere. She got fine. I hope you close your door and get in the car. Now you gonna be mushy. She gonna come over. She gonna lock the door. She's gonna lag. She's gonna be in there like. She's gonna be halfway in the car, like,
you're
gonna be stuck.
She's
gonna unlock you and let you out.
She gonna be like, hey, are you gonna hear? I love you so low. Just hear fucking Simone Spike just like.
Maybe that was Norbit, but her and Norbit. Yeah. No, but. We think about two wife in there.
I love you, refuse your mile.
Nah, it's gonna be I love you, what's his name? Norbit.
Norbit?
I love you, Norbit.
Oh, fuck no.
I'm gonna drop on the bed, break it. You'll be,
Yeah, cuz barely that long. I remember what he said. He was like, she came up and asked me, do I speak Spanish or Mexican or some shit like that? And he was like, no. And he was like, she said something in it. He was like, he started like doing that little giggle shit and he walked away. He came up, he was like, I was looking for you forever. He was like, I don't know what the fuck she said. She said some shit. And then he was like, it was Spanish, Latin, some bullshit like that. He talking about she Egyptian. I said, bullshit. She eat nothing.
Better not do that mummy shit around here. Oh, I'm gonna tie your ass. You wouldn't
cover up a
teepee. Fuck that.
Yeah,
it's like Halloween.
You
ain't dressed up all year.
Motherfucker in that motherfucker doing that motherfucking goddamn Cleopatra dance motherfucking shit.
Unraveling everything disappear like.
Yeah, no. So I'm gonna get uppercutted. I wanna hit someone uppercut. See how hard it is.
Uppercut what?
I just want to uppercut. From here, dip down, and just boom!
Okay.
Experiment. So, see how hard it would take to break someone's teeth. Remember, put a mouthpiece in.
Damn.
Cause that one's coming. Like, well, I'm winding that hole.
Yeah, cousin guy.
Yeah, nah. Instead of this, boy, my whole arm winding up. Well, I'm a fucking kadoosh.
Oh, going for the cousin guy, baby. Big daddy. Cousin guy, big daddy. Coming to the moon. There you go.
That's
the cousin, big daddy. Yeah,
I took it, but he says that. I took it, but he said that. I think it made that
crazy. Can't believe he was like, Captain, like, don't ever call me that again.
That nigga funny.
Cousin guy, we gonna take that shot?
Yeah, good. I've been waiting on you.
Cousin guy, I'm waiting on you.
Cousin guy, all right, cousin guy. Cheers, cousin guy. Oh. 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 Yeah,
What was that again?
Kvasie?
Like a bossy
drink. That shit make you warm, tingling. Oh, let's get into some football. I forgot about this. This is why I didn't want to play the game. I was gonna turn it on, but no. Fuck this. Cause I'm mad. I ain't gonna say. But like, I ain't even know. Right? I was watching. I watched my Patriots all this season, right? Every season. I didn't miss not one game, right? If the game fucked up or something, I went to a different game, but I kept up on it. I did not know whole time that nigga Tyquan Thornton went to the Chiefs. Like, how the fuck, like, Patriots got no receivers. Some, like, I'm hoping to get Travis Hunter, bro, but, like, if not, take that receiver from Michigan. Not Michigan, but Miami.
See, this is a great question. You ready? Look. Because, fuck. I better still have it on here. Fuck. It was...
Now, y'all, that Myles Garrett, that trade, boy, that's how that...
Yeah.
How you think that about to go?
That's what it was about. We were trading... Who were we trading to? I want to say it was you guys. Hold on, let me
for
get back.
Who?
Hold on.
We don't really got nobody.
To the Bears. We get the Bears first round pick, round pick 10, one of the early second round picks this year, number 41, their third and final draft asset includes a Chicago's first round pick in 2026. That would be cool because, listen, because we get pick 10, right? And we have pick 2. We trade Garrett away, right? We don't get Travis Hunter at 2. Mm-hmm. We get, because that's how I played. Like, I started Madden this year, and, like, I did, like, a fan try, like, from Super Bowl on. And the thing is, our left tackle needs signed, right? And Nick Chubb. I said we signed Nick Chubb 2 more years. He's most likely going to come back anyways, right? And we draft Ginty or something in the second round. Because, listen to this, because they said, like, this draft is deep. So you're going to get, people are going to fall late in the round.
Mm-hmm.
So you even get a Trey Henderson or a Quinshon Jenkins in round 2, Or even a, who's that other dude? You got Gordon.
You got Ollie Gordon, Ahsan Jeanty, Travion Henderson, Corson Jenkins, Cam Scottaboo.
Yeah, yeah. You got to think. You can take all those in the second round.
Yeah, but all right. See, but this is
round one. You take Jack Campbell, or not, is his name Jack Campbell?
Who from who?
He's from
Yeah, I think it's Jack Campbell.
He's a left tackle.
y'all need Nick Harbor.
Who's that?
I think it's South Carolina.
No, he's not coming to the draft. He's only a sophomore. He won't come to the draft. Hold on. Now I say in pick 10, right? In pick 10, we get Adu Carter. We get Adu Carter.
Yeah, but...
Or you can even trade up to get... I say we trade... Even if we have to get Adu Carter, but in the first round, we'll get Will Campbell. Yeah, LSU. We'll get Will Campbell at LSU. 6'6", 323.
But, all right, look... See, like, that's why I like...
We need a left tackle anyways.
Look at your quarterback situation.
No, but it's here. But you gotta think, we're gonna have two first round picks in 2026. We can trade up and get Arch Manning if he comes in. If not, then we can trade back because we have two first round picks.
But that's the thing, though. That's what I was about to say. Like the free agency, there's still quarterbacks in the free agency. Because yeah. Kirk Cousins in the free agency.
I mean, shit. We got fucking Deshaun Watson.
Pretty sure Kirk. He's still hurt, ain't he?
Yeah, but I mean, shit, we got DTR, he'll play. Fuck it. We're paying him.
I want to tank.
Tank the season. If we have first and second round pick, do you think
this be his junior year, right? This be our junior year?
Yeah, he was a freshman redshirt. So he'd be probably made him a sophomore. He'd probably be a sophomore or junior. So if he don't come out in next year's draft, you gotta think we can trade back. And we can upgrade our defense or offense more.
But that's the thing, like.
You think Nick Harbor would come out on that draft.
Yeah.
We can trade up and get him.
The whole Penn State offense stayed damn near this year. So, like, that's the thing. Like, Singleton stayed, Drewother stayed, like, damn near their whole offense stayed. So, it's like, there's a lot of people that could have been in the draft. I mean, Oregon got some.
I mean, yeah, the receivers.
That's the thing. Like, I want to see who goes number one. Is it Cam Ward? I'm thinking Cam Ward.
Who has a number one pick?
Tennessee.
It should be Cam Ward. Because the Giants are picking Sanders. I don't see why they would pick Sanders.
Pretty sure.
Because, yeah, he's going to the Giants.
Who has the NFL draft pick? Huh?
The Giants pick a head coach already?
I don't think so. Yeah, it's Titans, Browns, Giants, and Patriots.
So the Titans, so the Giants don't have a head coach. Why don't they get signed? Sanders, I mean, get over it. Are they scared that Tennessee's gonna pick them? But they already got a head coach.
That's the thing. Like they feel like wherever like Shador going, they feel like
you think that
Deion gonna go.
But everyone almost. Got a head coach already.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
I mean, Raiders, yeah, Pete Carroll. But that's another thing I want to see. Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly. Because Chip Kelly was already an NFL head coach. But I want to see that. That's going to be nice.
All
right. They got a good – that boy at tight end is a fucking dog.
Yeah, but here's the thing, bro. I think his career is going to be like a Megatron career.
Right, bro. Nah. He better than that, bro. He not.
Think. Even look at Zach Ertz's career, bro. You gotta think. He literally just lost to the Eagles while on Washington.
I mean, yeah, that's because, like, there was better tight ends in the league than Zach Ertz when Zach Ertz was in, like, doing his shit. Like, you got, like, when Zach Ertz, like, you got Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham. I want to say, like, Tony Gonzalez at the end of his shit. It wouldn't have been Miller. Wouldn't it have been Heath Miller? I don't know. It probably been Heath. I don't know. Shit, you just got a lot. Like Darren Waller. Darren Waller was one hell of a tight end. I mean, he's still nice, but.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't bad, though.
I mean, no, he wasn't bad, but like. Zach Ertz was like a. He was just like a.
Getting more used back then.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, you really ain't hear about. I mean, you hear about tight ends, like, there's memorable tight ends, obviously, that people know, but like. That you can name more. Running backs, receivers.
Yeah, I got a question. Out of what would it be? What's his name? Fuck, I just had his name. Man. Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz, and dude from San Francisco,
George Kittle.
George Kittle. Who else can you name? Tight end wise. You tell me, Jacksonville tight end.
Darren Waller. Yeah. Darren Waller, dollar. He still show up sometimes.
Is he even signed too?
I don't know.
He was with the Giants, but.
He was with Jacksonville last time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, Evan Ingram. Yeah, that's Evan Ingram. I mean, yeah,
yes, you got Evan Ingram. He's more like a receiver, though. He's 6'3". He's a receiver.
But he like.
Make him a receiver. He's not a tight end. Your tight end should not be.
Shit, Hunter Henry, my tight end. Hunter Henry, nice.
Yeah.
That sucks for Hunter Henry.
I got to say, his career, you think, he's like a Zach Ertz, if you think about it.
Yeah, but like.
He's middle of the pack. He's good.
Yeah.
But he's middle of the pack.
The Bills tight end, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. Them are some dogs, I'm not going to lie. All that dropping shit. I feel like that dropping shit so overrated, bro. Like. I don't know, like, that shit, like, motherfuckers got to realize, like, fans got to stop that shit, death threats and all that shit, like, I mean, I know wins and I know niggas, like, okay, it's a catch, ooh, you get paid to do that, but, like, you don't know what's running through a nigga head at, like, that point in time when, like, you know that ball coming to you, because in that point in time, when you breaking that huddle, you know that ball coming to you, so you... Boom, you 6 foot six, 6'7", fucking 280. Like, I don't fucking know how big he is, but like, you gotta think, like, okay, the nigga was wide open. There's snow. Okay, I get that. He could have caught it. But the nigga's sliding. Obviously, he's not no fucking receiver to go out there on one hand, three fingers, snatch a fucking ball up. Like, it's just different shit. Like, tight ends are made for two, especially back in the day, they were made for two things. Blocking and short routes. Motherfuckers wasn't sending these niggas on goddamn streets, corners, fades, motherfucking post in routes, like comebacks. They wasn't sending on them slants. They was going on slants and goddamn like little flat routes, like.
Yeah, but I mean also too, like you got to think, Mark Andrews really gets a sit down and catch type guy. He's in the middle zone. Let me get comfortable open. I think they should have Likely go out there. The more, yeah, I think the younger, you know, I can catch and run type person.
That's the thing, like, Likely is more agile.
Yeah, he's more downfield type too. Why would you put him in that situation?
But Mark Andrews is more like, I'm not knocking Likely on his IQ for the game, but Mark Andrews is for him veteran. Like, he's more, like, IQ smart. Like,
yeah, I understand that. I mean, it's just like when Pete Carroll now comes out and said about the throwing the ball. Right, he said we had three players lined up, and we thought we'd be best throwing the ball in this play. I mean, I get that, but
I mean that's like it's like I don't know. It all depends who my front five is. Like, if my front five are like let's say like Eagles instance, that's a tough ass front five, bro. Even with Jason Kelce out, that's a tough ass front five, bro. With Saquon going into that, it helped that team so much. You got to think. Jalen don't always got to think about throwing, right? He don't always got to think about throwing. He can run that bitch now. Like, he can get out of there.
He don't even have to run it. He's handing Saquon.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, it's like other teams, like Josh Allen, like, his line is nice. Yeah. Kansas City, I fucking hate them, but can't knock in their fucking line. They do cheat sometimes, but their line is nice. Like, there's a lot of nice, it's like.
I say they have the third best line.
There's bits and pieces of the teams that owners and coaches should know that they that they should do, but they don't do because it's more recognition and more like money and more shit like that. Like, it's just dumb shit. Like, because, like, not going to tell me, like, the Dallas Cowboys. That whole Dak Prescott shit, bro, you know he was like, I wouldn't have gave him that long-ass contract, bro. They gave him that long-ass, dumb-ass.
They didn't want to pay.
But, like, that's the thing, like, if you would have got a good quarterback on that team, bro, like.
They got what? What pick they got this year? Mm-hmm. They got, like, top 15, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But, like, that's the thing, like, Cooper Rush was nice. I ain't standing on Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush was nice. He was a nice. He was nice backup.
Yeah, he's a nice backup. I would say he would have to start with him. He would, if I draft a rookie this year, I would have to say he would have to come.
Like, he'd have to show him some shit, like.
Yeah, but if you don't take a quarterback, who do you take then? You take an edge rusher?
I mean, in what instance? In what team instance?
I'm saying Dallas.
In Dallas?
You would have to take an edge rusher.
No, running back. Running back. Zeke's old. Get him out of there.
Take it. Second round, though, still.
No.
I would second round.
It's
defense. Yeah, I think a dual Carter out there. And when you're
but picked, why do you need, like, that's the thing. Like, they got their team's getting old. There's too many factors. Like, Dexter, what is his name? Dexter, no, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, nigga, he's like old. 33. That's nigga's what I mean. Like old, you gotta think, football. A dual Carter with Micah Parsons.
I mean, that would be nice,
and
but
your,
like,
your secondary's already stacked. Your middle linebacker's stacked.
They need to work on the offense.
You got Cooper Rush. I mean, hey, yeah, I'm going to give you this first. This is your year. Make it or break it. You do good. You know, maybe we'll talk about extension on a contract.
But free agency, though, like,
then
niggas.
Then you draft a Travis Hunter. Not Travis Hunter. A Genty or a Travis Henderson or a Quinshon Jenkins in round two.
That's why I'm like, I'm looking at the. I mean,
you guys are going to get, I would say, if the Browns play it safe, get a left tackle, right, sign Nick Chubb 2 years, whatever, and we draft Will Campbell at pick two, y'all get Travis Hunter. You don't need him at quarterback. You got Gonzalez at quarterback.
Our other corner's nice.
Yeah, so I mean,
Kyle Duggar's back.
You put him at receiver, that's a good, you already got a good running back. You got a decent line, maybe you mix it up more in draft free.
The thing that really hurt, bro, was Peppers, bro. Jabril Peppers, G, like, I don't give a fuck what nigga said about nothing. That nigga was a good football player, bro. Like, I watched that man. Like, that used to be one of my favorite players. Him and the dude from the Bengals. What is his name? I'm trying to think of the name from. I forget his name. And Ha-Ha Clinton Dix was my favorite person, too. I used to fuck with him.
Green Bay?
Yep.
Oh, you talking about TJ, who's your mama?
Yeah.
The one that jumped over the dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, I think they were more verse. They were more downfield type.
That's another thing, like, motherfuckers can't compare Travis Hunter, not Travis, fucking Travis Kelce to Rob Gronkowski. Two different play eras, two different play styles. First off, not gonna lie, Travis Kelce is nice. He is one of the best tight ends, but Gronk was a fucking tank. And he played with one of the greatest, Aaron Hernandez. Don't care what no one say. He was one of the best tight ends we ever saw.
That's the same thing. Okay, that's the same aspect. Yeah, think that aspect. Rob Gronkowski would be he's the more like the Mark Andrews type. And you gotta think, Aaron Hernandez, when he came in, he was more the, I'd say, likely the more catch and run type.
Yeah.
Tight end. That's why they worked together so well, because he didn't have to stay in one position.
Think that
he
whole
was moving more like a receiver.
That whole draft class, damn near era, was run type. Cam Newton, motherfucking. Who else was in there? Cam Newton, Aaron Hernandez. I forget. But that whole, yeah, that whole Miami, like, Florida team, that was shit was like that Gator team or something crazy. Not gonna lie. I don't know, but I still feel like, what was it, the 2001 University of Miami team? Vince Wilfork? Vince Wilfork, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, Warren Sapp. Yeah, that whole team was stacked. Yep. Yep. I don't know, bro. The whole time me watching football, the best receivers, not receivers, tight ends I saw was Tony Gonzalez, Aaron Hernandez, Jimmy Graham, Heath Miller. The dude from TJ Hawkinson. What ain't that his name? Yeah, TJ Hawkinson, George Kittle, Dallas Goedert, motherfucking the dude from the Packers back in the day. Forget his name. I think it was Jimmy Graham. Not him, the other one.
Tight end.
Yeah.
You talking about Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good shit. He was a decent
tight end. Ooh, I'm forgetting Martellus Bennett. Yeah, he was nice.
Ooh, remember Vontae Davis?
Yeah. I'm forgetting something, bro. Shannon Sharp, motherfucking. The dude from the motherfucking Chargers, bro. What's his name? Everett.
I know you're talking about.
He was nice, bro.
He's decent.
He was nice. He was nice. I fucked with him. He's dog.
He was young and he had good speed.
Shit, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely. Shit, that's about it. Receiver shit, I can name a whole bunch.
That's like, I want the tight end from the Steelers. 6'8" dude.
Dante Washington or whatever his name is.
Imagine if we had him and Nick Harbor next year. That would be wrong.
But he's like 6'8".
Yeah, I have 2 6'8" fucking people. One that can jump fucking.
Well, Nick Harbor runs like a 4.2, I think.
Yeah, 99 speed in college football. So, I mean, he'd be. No, I mean, like, why you Odell?
That's the thing. He fell off fast, too.
Odell?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the media got to him. That's what it was. I guess his head got too blown up in the fucking one-handed catch, and I'm better than you. Just like I say about Cam, like Caleb Williams. He got that, I don't have to prove myself because I did this. I got this video to prove this. Or I got this reward to prove this. Like, yeah, you did it then, but you still do it now. You still do it again. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Like a Buffalo Bills. Can they still put up with Kansas City? Okay. They need a fucking receiver. Should not get rid of Diggs. Should not get rid of Gabe Davis when they did.
Not gonna lie though, that Texas receiving corps.
I mean, they get if Buffalo gets Isaiah Bond this season, it's over. They're beating Kansas City. He's 10 times better than Isaiah Likely. All right, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, Baltimore, bro, with Isaiah Bond, Zay Flowers.
They need another receiver, too. If they get Isaiah Bond,
That's what I'm saying. Derrick Henry, Lamar, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, that fucking fullback, number 42,
Hill, or something.
Bro, bitch is saying. I watched him put motherfuckers down, bro. I watched him put Trent Williams on his ass, bro. Facts, when they ran that, they was on that motherfucking, ran that fake ass goddamn, that play, bro, and he had him on goddamn. On defense, nigga ran and fucking smacked him. Boom. Said, whoa.
That would be a nasty. I'd be scared. See, yeah, then we got perfect chance for us to tank. See, I think then the Bengals will upgrade their offense. They'll probably get the second left tackle in the draft if they're not fucking retarded.
Bengals need to worry about signing T. Higgins again.
They better. they sign, even if they give him a 1 year contract, franchise tag him for 1 year, right? Say, just come on, 1 year if you don't want a contract, then boom, they upgrade that left tackle, you get Burrow some time, and get another team that needs a running back in the second round.
They need a running back too.
You cannot get a quarterback. Quarterbacks, I would not get quarterbacks.
Motherfuckers need a quarterback.
Yeah, people need a quarterback, but you gotta think, who has the most hype in quarterback coming out of college? They don't even fucking start. Arch Manning. When Arch gonna start? Who's gonna start for Texas? Arch Manning, Quint Ewers, you gotta think.
Did he come? Yeah, he came back, didn't he? Or he declared? Quinn? He declared. Quinn's
gone. Carson Beck went back to, he's going to Clemson, or, no, he's going to Oregon.
That's terrible.
He's going somewhere. He went back to somewhere because his girlfriend went back. That's what I mean. You gotta think Arch Manning is gonna be the best quarterback coming up and the most hype.
Between him and Julian Sain, high state quarterback.
Yeah, but. How you feel about us giving up, or Chip Kelly leaving us? What the fuck is that? You come and win that ship to leave. Like, you won and done?
You can't see me, but fuck you, Chip Kelly.
Fucked up.
Bitch.
We could have had a dynasty.
Fucking bitch.
You gonna go to a bum ass fucking Las Vegas fucking.
Bum ass Las Vegas Raiders. Jay, I hope you listen to this.
What are you gonna do in the fucking. What are you going to do when the playoffs come? Sit at home still? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sit in Las Vegas and have people come into your town and do
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay, I hope you listen to this.
That would suck. You got to think, having the best town in the world, right? Then you can't even, it's not your team fucking playing. You go to your stadium and watch your fucking other team play.
Fucking trash. Y'all niggas need a quarterback. Y'all niggas need receivers. Y'all niggas need a running back. Y'all niggas need a defense.
That's another team that's gonna trade fucking their like Max Crosby away. Just trade him away. Get a fucking first round pick out of him. He's ruined his fucking career.
Nigga. Imagine. Just imagine. It's not gonna happen because all them niggas is worth too much money. Abdul Carter. Max Crosby, Myles Garrett end up on the same defensive line.
We would have to take it first. Or second.
That would be fucking scary.
Here's the thing, he wants out already.
I know.
He don't want to rebuild.
But, like.
But, I mean, you really couldn't do that, though. Unless you're the Browns, because. No one. There's no way you're not giving up your first round pick for Myles Garrett. You're at least giving your first round.
That's what motherfuckers said about the NBA trade with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. What the hell is that?
Are you good?
I think he had blackmail on him.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, something wrong. You see the press conference? He's like, I just want to thank the organization for going through with what they said. Luka look scared. Like, why the fuck you flying him in? Like, fucking.
First off, yeah.
4 a.m. Like, what the hell? I'd be like, I'm not coming in.
Listen. Okay. Dallas, Texas. From Los Angeles, California, nigga. You got me fucked up, cuz. You think you're going to trade me in the middle of the motherfucking night?
I'm not getting up and leaving.
Gee, in the middle of this fucking season. Well, not the middle, but like. Yeah, it is still like the middle.
Today is the credit deadline.
Yeah, but like, but nigga, my crib, like, I just get out of this, like, what, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, you just like,
agent call you, just like, yeah, Luka.
Oh,
they just be like, yeah, Luka, we gotta hurry up and get on the plane. We got you traded to Los Angeles Lakers. We need you at the airport by 4:30
Is that why people have, like, summer houses, two places?
I mean, I guess, but like.
Because, I mean, it's your property. You already like, own it. You ain't got to pay nothing on it besides like property taxes. You.
I mean, yeah, he's so not like, from here.
That's but the good like, thing. That's like, let's say, 40 grand a year. You pay that each year. That's chump change. Like,
I mean, that's like Jokic. I mean, how he had his crib, like how he got his crib in Denver. Mm-hmm. And then how he got his shit in like Slovenia.
Yeah, you think, yeah, they have a lot of. Probably, these players have a lot of houses.
Yeah, but like, nigga, this that his crib, like his home. But like, Nick, he been in the Mavericks since he came. You gotta think, that's his crib, G. That's not no summer house.
You know what's crazy? I seen a thing on, sorry, it was a menu gate. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
What if the cards in that thing are from NBA players? Fucking just getting traded and not coming back there to get their cars and shit.
Probably.
I mean, some like, are nice.
Them and NFL players? Because imagine, like, how many NFL, like, how Saquon, like, that's just fucked up. They won't give him more money. But, like, yeah, that trade deadline, I feel like the trade deadline is worse in the NBA than it is in the NFL. You feel me? Because you play more games in the NBA. So, like,
true.
When you're at that home team, bro, you're getting that house in that home, like, you're buying, like, say you play for the Bulls, you getting a house in Chicago. You play for the Pistons, you getting a house in Detroit.
Yeah, you play for L.A., you're getting a house.
Yeah, so it's like.
So, I mean, because everyone parties in L.A., you're not going to just go to. Yeah, I think if you're, like a superstar or something, they do fucking hard drugs.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I think they're not going to go to airports acting all fucking high.
No.
They're going to Uber to their fucking. Or a house that they live in, let's say, in fucking Hollywood Boulevard, like, apartment 4. Like, that's, like I said, that abandoned apartments may not be abandoned. They get used when they're drunk or something.
They come down in
the town.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, celebrities is different than, like, athletes. Like, once them niggas do, like, the cocaine and shit, them niggas go crazy. Them athletes gotta, like, I feel like them motherfuckers, because, like, LeBron got a couple houses. I mean, all them athletes got a couple of houses, but.
What about the dude from, that just died from, what was that, One Direction?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him falling off that balcony. What if he was at his own home, right? You gotta think. I don't know. If she would have stayed, I don't know. That's a, what if? But, I don't know. What if he had his own house? Then no one would have found him.
I mean, that's a bit like niggas sitting there. Niggas shouldn't do that dumb ass shit anyway, but.
I mean, that's, you do hard good. You can't do hard good.
That's data. I don't know. I just feel like.
That's, I mean, that was
everything. Like, when they traded D Rose, bro, D Rose's life was in Chicago, bro. That trade video was so crazy. Like, that nigga was crying.
But, I mean, I get it for business, though. You gotta think.
That's where he from, though.
Yeah, but I get it for business. You got. They want you real bad. Let's trade you and see what we get out of you. And they got, I mean, they got really good out of him. So, I mean, I can't.
I he was never the same.
I'm glad the Knicks brought him in when he had a breakout game.
I mean, yeah, when he came back with the Knicks, when he came back and went crazy. But, like, he was cool with the Timberwolves, too, but.
Oh, yeah, that's, I think that's where I saw him first with the Bulls, maybe.
That nigga just, I don't know.
He wasn't the same, but they had to get what they get out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, if you think about, what's his name, Andrew McCutchen, thing with the Pirates, too, they held him on for so long, ruined his career, then you trade him for what, basically nothing, basically fucking.
Yes, I mean, that's what I said about Chase Young, like, how you go from the, like, why San Fran only give him, not even, it really wasn't even 1 year, bro. He wasn't even there for a full fucking year, bro. So, like, he's just gone. And then the Saints end up with him. Like, why would you not keep a prized possession like that? Like, even though he was hurt, bro, he's still good, bro. Like,
I mean, yeah, but how many years was he hurt?
I forget how many years he was hurt for.
I mean, if I signed you for 3-year contract, 2 years, you're hurt, shit, fuck that.
I all mean, right. Washington.
I waste, say, 600 grand on you. I'm not going to waste another fucking. $2 million on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Washington gave away their whole best defensive lineman, Payne and Chase Young.
Yeah, I'd rather go 4 rounds.
Yeah, give me 4th round, 200 and what, 70-something pick?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think too about look at what's his name, Zach Levine. I just got traded. He got traded for what? De'Aaron Fox. Like, no offense, but De'Aaron Fox was good. Now he's like,
man, I want to know who the fuck the Warriors traded to get Schroeder. Fuck, we get Dennis Schroeder for the Warriors. Why the fuck we get Dennis Schroeder?
Blown LeBron's ear, I guess. That wasn't him. That was
Patrick Beverly. Like fucking.
Maybe they want the for the blonde in his hair.
Yeah, fuck a Dennis. Yeah, fuck maybe no, bro.
Gonna have blue and blonde hair for the for your logo.
No, bro, he terrible, bro. Should have kept Clay. Should have fucking kept Clay.
You see, the other day he went like one for like 10. Mm-hmm. No, that Mavs team's gonna be crazy. That Lakers team's gonna be crazy.
They built that motherfucking Mavs team because Luka, bro. Now look at it, separated. Got Kyrie lonely.
Stick fucking. I mean, you stick. You gotta think. He's caught off 10 shots, bro. You gotta think, most of them are three-pointers. He shoot 10 threes. He banged 5 of them. That's 5 times 3. That's 15 points. I mean, yeah, that's still good. He ain't 6, that's 18. I mean, I don't know. That opened up more offense. I mean, Kyrie get open more. I mean, when they crash and Kyrie kick out, I mean, they got a young
Kitchen next week, eh? Or something?
Oh, Bucks acquired Clay Kuzma as part of a deal with the Wizards for Chris Middleton.
Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah. How the fuck they get Kyle Kuzma?
Who?
The Bucks. Bucks acquired Kyle Kuzma as part of a deal with the Wizards for Chris Middleton. Another one. Chris Middleton was bad back then, decent now, get traded for what? Kyle Kuzma, who probably was good back then with the Lakers, trash now.
Well, who did they, who the fuck did the Bucks that got, they got Dollar Dame.
Kyle Kuzma.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Then Brooke Lopez, yeah. Brian Lopez, whatever fucking dumbass. Looking
Bob, Tom, Kerry, yeah. Jim.
John, Bob Ross looking there.
You're done. I don't know, Gap, but guess what? Can we knew it, Gap? Cuz?
Well, yeah, Gap.
I'm 15, 53, 54. No, 54 minutes or something, Gap.
I say 2 hours.
We'll catch you on next episode, though, or something, Gap, cuz.
It's late, yeah.
It's late, yeah.
Good.
11:05, 06. Huh? Just a little high. A little bit. But, all right, folks. We'll catch y'all later. Cousin Gat. Yeah. Cousin.
Bye, Gat. Cousin.
Cousin Gat. Yeah. All right, Cousin Gat. Yeah. Got it, Cousin. 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 Gat. Yeah.